Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, this morning is Fantastic Tuesdays. It is Tuesday with a twist. Oh, we're going to have a fantastic day. We are going to make it a great day. Did you know that when you write today's date as 1.11.11 or 1/11/11. Either way, you have what? 5 ones. So 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 equals 5. And for many of you, you already know that 5 is God's number for grace, His miraculous power that we cannot understand, that He gives toward us. So we just thank Him right now for His grace and His power. So I tell you, go out and look to do great big things today. Today, do not focus on who can't do this and what won't happen and why it can't happen and why it should never happen. Today, I want you to focus on it happening. Focus on things getting done today on your behalf. Focus on all the positive things that you want to show up in your life. Let that be your focus today. That job that you thought you just could not get, focus today that you're going to get that job, that the grace of today, 1-1-1-1-1, 5, take advantage of it. You have to see it. You have to feel it. You just only have to believe that this day is going to be something, something great. Well, I feel that this day is going to be great. I have great, over-the-top, astronomical expectations for today. And I believe you should, too. Take advantage of it. Well, today we want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, we welcome you. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Paul Sagittarian. Good morning, our esteemed and very, very special guest to the chat room. Good morning, Carmen San Diego. It must be very, very, very early there. And good morning also, Mr. Paul Carazzi, all the way in Japan. wonderful, wonderful. And Miss Kiva, oh, we thank God for you down there. So good morning. We're going to get right into our discussion today. Counting up the cost. Let's look at the ROI. And I love what Mr. Paul wrote in the chat room. Really outrageous income. Yes, Mr. Paul, that's what it's about, because that's where we're headed. We have another group that we're going to be talking about later, about the millionaire mindset group, and we're going to reach $1 million this year. We're going for it. We're going for it. We are going for it. Okay. So, had to reenter. Yes, sometimes that will happen. You will get kicked out and you'll have to come back in. And so we just are thankful to be here this morning. We are going to be talking about an issue that I think it's high time that it, I'm telling you, big, big, big things are happening. Counting up the cost. I don't know what state you're in, but the state I'm in, they are doing big things as it relates to prison, reentry, people that are incarcerated, people that have been offenders. Should we let them out? That is the question. Have we paid so much money into the prison system that now we're seeing we're looking, and we're not always seeing the return on our investment? We have literally invested so much money. And so what is really going on with the 300,000-400,000 of people that are being let out of the United States anyway? I'm sure in other countries they have their own statistics. I have not studied the statistics around the world, but I have studied the statistics of the incarcerated right here in the United States, and more specifically in the state of New Jersey. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the recidivism rate. Is it going up? Is it going down? Is it going higher for women than it is for men? Is education a solution, or is it just pumping more money toward that pot, that hole, that black hole? You know, you put it down there and you never see it again. Well, we're going to get down in it today, counting up the cost. And if some of you, if you are on Facebook, which I hope that all of you are on Facebook, if you would connect with me on Facebook, Coach Lilisa, you can go to my friends page and you can find out about the next show. The upcoming shows are posted there each and every day. Now, here's big studies going down as it relates to ex-offenders. Also, there is in the state of New Jersey, there is a New Jersey state senator who has proposed a sentence reduction in their prison systems. In lieu of, instead of doing that, they said, okay, let's give them some real help. So, you may agree, you may disagree, but we're going to talk about it today right here on the Coach Lilisa Show. It is a part, the incarcerated and those who are addicted to drugs, those who are addicted to making money, those who are addicted. Did you know you could be addicted to making fast money? Do you know that if you are so into making fast money that it is like an addiction, you may need an AA program. You may need an AA program and don't even know it. Well, we welcome you here to the show this morning. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I do have a couple of announcements that I have to get out of the way. First and foremost, I want to introduce a new self-publishing webinar that is being brought forth by Adele J. Foster and myself, Lilisa J. Foster, tonight. Tonight it is going down. Get your pen and pencil. Write this down. When you get off the phone, sign up. We're going to be giving you the skinny on why you should become a self-published author. And the question that Adele has come up with, and I've piggybacked on it, is there a book in you? Do you have a book in you? Well, if you do, let us help you get it out. And then my tagline has been for the past 4 years that I've been doing this workshop is from your heart to their hands. We know that you have it in your heart, a message. You have something to say. You have something to share with the rest of the world. Get it out into the hands so people can actually read it and begin to change their lives. Maybe you have a book for those that are incarcerated that are coming out. Well, wait till you hear what's happening there, and you may decide that this is for you. But tonight at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock tonight for 1 hour, you're going to get an introductory webinar on the world of self-publishing. You're going to learn about the benefits of self-publishing. You're going to learn the self-publishing process. You're going to learn the associated costs and the possible return on your investment. It's just like any business. What's the return on the investment? It might be better than what you ever thought. We're going to talk about key steps to you getting started right here on the webinar. You can go and register at, write this down, http://, T as in Tom, I as in Isaac, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, U as in ultra, R as in Robert, L as in Larry.com/, the number 2, A as in Apple, H as in Harry, L as in Larry, K as in Kite, V as in Victor, and Q as in Question. So go to that website and sign up. It is free, but you do need to register. It is free. We need your email address to invite you back to some more webinars. But go and sign up. It is free so that you can join us tonight. Tonight. 1-1-1-1-1-5. It equals 5. Okay. Well, then don't forget also, and let me just welcome each and every one of you to the show today for this very important talk about the dollars, the millions of dollars. Are they being wasted, or has it been a great return on our investment for those who are incarcerated? What is the next? Everybody is looking at the next level for everything, and you know January is that time of year to let's look at where we're headed for the rest of the year. Now, here it is, a whole new decade. When 2011 came in, it did not just bring in a new year. It brought in a brand new decade. And if you look back in history, at every turn of a decade, something else great was launched or happened. So what great will be launched in this new decade? And then piggybacking off of the past decade, what have we learned? Where are we going? Where are we headed? This is our future. Those have been incarcerated. I know in New Jersey, the numbers were somewhere like 15,000 that were incarcerated will come out of the prison systems. What are we going to do with them? Are they going to recidivate? Should we just lock them back up? Or should we teach and train them? What side are you on? Should we just lock them back up? Or should we teach and retrain them to go another way? That's the topic today. Counting up the cost. What's the investment? And how much have we already invested in them? How much? $20,000 a year? Do we invest $30,000 a year in one person to be incarcerated? That's a lot of money. I believe you could go to almost any school, any college in New Jersey for less than that for 1 year. That's tuition, room and board, and food. Room and board, well, that's food. Room, board, and books. Now, if you know anything different, give me a call, please. You can call me on 347-945-7991. Or you can send me a message through Facebook. I have my Facebook page open. I will see it. If you want to inbox it, that's fine. If you want your comment private, I'll keep it private. But should we invest that kind of money to teach a person how to be more criminalized? What's your thoughts? Yes, you committed a crime, yes. And should we pay $30,000 a year to teach you how to be a better criminal, then let you out, and then go around and be upset when more crime is committed? Or should we take that money and invest part of it into education, leave you locked up less time, and then put you into an educational system. Well, if you don't believe it can happen, watch out, because it's already happening here. We have at least 2 to 3 colleges and universities where they are being educated, and great things are happening. So you'll be surprised, but stay tuned. I have one more great announcement that I have to make, and this is in regards to this coming Sunday, 9 to 6. It is going down at the Science Park High School. It's the corner of Norfolk Street and Market Street in Newark, New Jersey. You can go to the website, MLKSTAT, and you can get all the information for this amazing tribute to the late Dr. Martin Luther King, his legacy, Live Your Dream. It's going to be awesome. And then also, I know several churches, including my church, are having Dr. Martin Luther King services and things of that nature. But Sunday, for those of you who will be at the school, there will be youth there performing. There will be vendors there. There will be, the community will be coming out. Many people are coming out to celebrate this great tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. All those who want to live their dreams, who know they have a dream, who don't know they have a dream, and we want to help you get a dream. I will be one of the speakers. I would love to see you there. If I don't know you, please come up to me and say, hello, Coach LaLisa, I listened to you, or I've heard you, I just wanted to say hello. I will be more than glad to shake your hand and give you a very, very warm welcome. So don't forget, 2 major events tonight. It's the self-publishing introductory seminar. You don't want to miss that. If you didn't remember the website, go to my Facebook page or Dale Foster's Facebook page, and you will get the information. Now, what is going on in our prison systems? Where is the money going? And if you have a question, please type it into the chat room, and I will definitely try to get it answered for you. Okay, so let's see what. Okay, we got some comments here, so let me just see which ones I can read. Okay, someone said, let's see, because you know sometimes you can't read them all, but let's see what we can do. If I can just get up to there. Okay, 25% of the world's prison population are in the U.S. Thank you, guest. Oh, I didn't know guest could type into the chat room, but maybe that's your name. Wonderful. And all this crime isn't going to, let's see what the comments are. All this crime isn't, if I can just keep my mouse up there, isn't going on in the rest of the world. That's interesting. Well, now, see, I said I didn't have statistics for around the world, but there are other countries where there is actually more crime, but they may not have as a sophisticated of a prison system as we have, and where all these statistics are readily made easily. Well, that just makes sense for some countries. It's easy not to have statistics like that, and therefore people won't really know what the statistics are. Therefore, it's easy to say, well, they don't have that. Well, that's the same thing in the United States in some communities. In some communities, for instance, let's just deal with youth. In some communities, youth are off the chain. I'll just put that. Yet, because things are not reported, statistics are not there. Then when you get a community where every little thing is reported, if a child just crosses the street wrong, that's reported as nearly a crime or an arrest. Therefore, the statistics then will be higher. So as my brother once told me, and which I thought it was great advice some years ago as we were in our master's programs and working on taking statistics classes and writing reports, I'll never forget, he said to me, and I was going over some stats with him about some things in some social issues, he says, LaLisa, they can make the statistics say whatever they want. And, you know, I thought about that, and I looked at it, and I was like, well, yeah, that's true, because they do teach you that. Any research, good research course will teach you that you must be very, very careful that your statistics are the true reality. And so they have a lot of ways to protect all that. But back to the bigger issue. All right. So somebody wanted to know, would it be, okay, so fake crime. Someone said there's some fake crimes out there. Now, I noticed that, so meanwhile, tobacco and the pharmaceuticals make millions. Yes, and they pretty much are doing some of the same things there, and they're ripping people off. But you didn't hear that from Coach LaLisa. So someone said, oh, that was Carmen. Hey, Carmen, welcome to the show. I don't want the government messing with my weed. Okay, so I'm not caring if it's legal. I prefer it not be. No pesticides or crazy taxes. Good point, great point. Nothing legal here, but do we care? Okay, legal for medical use is good enough for me. Now, the issue here, though, so not all criminals are on the inside of the prison. So true, so true. That's cute. Some run it. That's so true. Some are elected and some are in uniform. Well, hey, I know you're just saying, right? I totally can totally see your point. Now, yes, yes. So, yay, more money keeping it illegal. So here's the deal. You have a situation. So, again, the monies that are being spent to incarcerate people. So, for instance, I don't know about your particular state, but let's just look at a state like New Jersey, for instance, where 40% of the, if only 40% of the inmates here are committing crimes that are of the homicide type, sexual assault, robbery, kidnapping, okay? So if 40% are committing those kinds of crimes, then that leaves 60% that's committing these non-violent type of crimes. And a lot of times, you know, drug dealing and things like that are considered non-violent. Of course, if there's a murder that takes place because a drug deal that went bad or someone trying to take over a territory, now homicide, of course, is brought in. But there is about the percentage for, at least for the state of New Jersey, the percentage for these violations are somewhere probably around 35 to 40% narcotics type law violation, including possession and sales and distribution. So, what are we going to do about it? Well, what the states are doing about it now, they're saying, looking at all the money that it costs to incarcerate someone, is, let's see, in 1983, we spent just under $2 million for parole and incarceration. Today, probably somewhere around, $900 million. $900 million. Now you can see the huge jump in just 20 years or so, a little over 20 years, of what it would cost. You look at the average cost to incarcerate someone is in the state of New Jersey, so I don't know about your state, around $38,000 a year. I tell you, that's more than any college. You could go to any college, probably USA, including Harvard and Yale. Now, I don't know the exact cost of Harvard and Yale, but today, I believe it is Harvard. You can go to Harvard, one of those colleges, Harvard or Yale. They're offering free scholarships to people with a low income. If you have a high GPA and a low income, your parents have a low income, you can go to one of those colleges, Harvard or Yale. They're both great, great, great colleges. You can go to either one. One of those is offering free tuition, absolutely free. So parents, if you can work with your children, let's say they're kindergarten, first grade, third grade, whatever grade they are, and even if they're eighth grade or ninth grade, and you can work with them, get their GPA really, really, really high, and though you may have a low income, your child can go to college free. So just keep that in the back of your mind the next time you begin to cry and complain that you don't have money for college. So you could take in your energy, instead of crying and complaining that you don't have money for college, you could take that energy and roll it into working with your child to make sure they are reading and doing math 2 and 3 grade levels above their current grade levels. And I just threw that in for free for those of you parents who are interested in knowing how to get your child noticed for various scholarships. And not just that one, there are tons of others, is that you need to have your child above 2 or 3 levels above their current grade, and typically your child will get noticed. But if your child is just doing what it should be doing for that grade, remember, that would be considered average or standard, and you won't really get noticed. You're not standing out. You would need to go above and beyond your grade, and then that's when the counselors will begin to call you, and that's when you will begin to get all the offers. Now, so 50 to 60,000 for most colleges. Okay, well, not here in New Jersey. We still have some colleges in New Jersey where you can still go to school. We have Berkeley, we have Montclair State, we have Keene University, we have Caldwell College, we have William Patterson. So here in the wonderful, thank God for New Jersey, which is another reason why many of the politicians here in New Jersey are, and the college presidents are, doing all that they can to keep our students going to college in state, because we do have great colleges like New Jersey State. We have the New Jersey City University, Montclair State, Keene University, Rutgers, and many, many colleges here where you can go to school for less than the $50,000 to $60,000 for an entire year. And how awesome is that? And we're talking about for 1 year, because it's $38,000 a year to incarcerate someone. And where is the return on that investment? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. See, either way, we're investing money. So whether I invested to get you a college education, or whether I invested to punish you through being locked up, well, if you ask me, going to college is a sort of a punishment itself. By the time they get through hitting you with all those papers and all those books you got to read, many a day I sat in college and I felt like they should be paying me, and I'm paying to be punished and tortured. But, you know, just, you know, no pun intended, but here's the thing. Where is the money going to go? Now, Princeton and Rutgers, yeah. Princeton is, that's definitely, you know, private schools. Yeah, these are state schools. Right, exactly. So I'm saying, I totally agree with you, the private schools. But I went to a private school, one private school that I went to, Fairleigh Dickinson University, where I paid above the regular amounts that I could have paid had I gone to Rutgers. And I cannot honestly say I have a better education because I went to a private school and paid all that extra money. I have no better connections. I know people who went to Rutgers, Montclair State, and Keene University have much better connections than I had from going to a quote-unquote private school. And I teach now at a junior college. And matter of fact, I teach at one of the junior colleges, Essex County College, where they have a program there for ex-offenders. The ex-offenders are going to school full-time, full-time. Now, some would argue and say, well, if they committed this crime, they should be locked up. Well, some of you have already stated that there are many others who are committing crimes and don't ever get locked up. As a matter of fact, some would say that the way they lock people up is a crime in and of itself. Some people would say that. Well, my job as a coach, one of the areas that I'm targeting now for my coaching practice is coaching people that have been locked up, coaching people that have been incarcerated, and coaching them to turn, you know, to transition to their new lives. Just like a person would take a person who wants to start a new career and they would coach them into their new career, well, I'm coaching people into their new life. So that's one of the reasons that I also wanted to bring this topic up, because let's look at it. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. It won't let you type the name of the college. Oh, fairly. Yeah, I know, right? Well, I know, and some have said that. Now, guess 24, 29. Now, do you happen to be in New Jersey? Are you in New Jersey? Are you in the state of New Jersey? Okay. Yes, yes, I am. Now, guess I don't expect everyone to cheer me on as I coach people out of a prison lifestyle, because for the United States, I don't know about other countries, but in the United States, getting locked up is big, that much I know. It is big business for the United States because of all the people that get paid off of one lockup. One lockup brings about a lot of money for so many people, and it actually, those people have nice homes and their children can go to private school. But that's okay. I just know my calling and what I'm called to do, so I'm just here to serve. As a servant, I can get involved with, you know, why it is. I know I have to do it. And one of the main reasons is that because I sit here and I do hold several degrees, I was also once incarcerated. So I was in jail. I committed a crime for which I went to jail for. So I know firsthand both sides. So I'm not just speaking from an educated perspective. I'm not just speaking as one who has sat in the classrooms, have turned in assignments, have walked down the aisle and gotten a degree, have been bestowed, have had bestowed upon me the highest levels of awards at graduation and honors, including Phi Theta Kappa. I'm not just speaking as that one, but I'm also speaking as the one who did break the law, committed a crime, was jailed, did do my jail time, got out, and did it all over again several times before I ended it. So I have a background on both sides, and at the same time, I now stand before the desk in the college speaking to people who are signed up just like I was. So I think I have a little range of perspective to take to the individual who is incarcerated and who may be being released, but also I can speak to the government officials who are still doubtful that education can be one of the avenues to break the recidivism rate, because that's what we're trying to break in people. Yes, if you commit a crime, yes, you deserve to go to jail and do your time. But what we're trying to do is break the recidivism rate, and that's where people have not always attacked that rate. They've dealt with other things, but now that we're attacking recidivism. Okay, so that's what the show is about today. Carmen, not just there, okay. Okay, so a few miles, game here, don't give up. All right. Over here, cops have to meet a monthly quota. So towards the end of the month, the cops are out there passing out tickets like Halloween candy. Yeah, I know. That happens, in a lot of places. Yeah, it is big business like cancer. This is coming from the chat room. What if they cured it tomorrow? All those hospital wings, doctors and therapists and admins would be out of a job. Sure, but they can come and do multi-level marketing. So we'll show them how. We'll sign them up with Mary Kay, Avon, like everybody else. They'll have to do something different, like everyone else. But here's what we also know. Now, remember, we're not going to stop each and every person that would go out and commit a crime. But what we are trying to do is reduce the recidivism rate. So that's the individual who comes out and goes back in. So we know there will always be new people going in, so the majority of those people won't lose their jobs. However, we are trying to reduce the amount that go in and come back in, because while they were in there, they got more criminalized. Now, here's what's on the table. Here's what's being proposed by one New Jersey senator. It's being proposed that when they go to jail, and these are for the people who have these nonviolent type crimes, like standing on the corner selling drugs or sitting in their house selling drugs or wherever they sit and sell drugs. Here's what's being proposed for them. And keeping in mind that they're legitimately just doing that and not some other heinous crimes. So here they are, and they go into jail. And instead of going in and sitting for 2, 3, 4 years doing pretty much nothing but learning how to be more of a criminal, when they get in, give them education when they get there. Now, we know here in New Jersey, Union County College has been going into at least I know some of the prisons here in New Jersey, for a few years now, offering courses. But it was only for people of a certain age. So if you were 25 years old or less, then you could get into that program. But maybe they will expand it to all ages. I don't see why not. So here you will go in, and you will get educated while you're in prison, taught how to read, taught other academic subjects, given tests, homework assignments. Wow, can you imagine? And then when they come out, they will then go into a drug treatment center where more education is hits them. And again, the colleges, some of the colleges here in New Jersey, like Essex County College, has a program, and they will take them right in, get them rehabilitated, get them turned around, and then they will be able to better get a job. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think it can happen? Do you think it's just another one of those things that we would love to try to do, but we'll never get it done because someone will always try to sabotage the issue? So what are your feelings about it? And I would like to know, Carmen, okay, we need to corrupt. Okay, no corruption here on the Coach Lalisa Show. So I'm just wanting to know, so what are your thoughts? What do you think? Will we be able to get it done? Will we get it done or will we not get it done? What are your thoughts on that? I would definitely love to know what you think about that. Well, just so that you know, the Coach Lalisa, I'm behind it 129%. I am behind it. And this senator really is trying to get a lot of support from this. And again, these inmates who have these addiction problems, especially the inmates that are out there doing drugs simply before, and mostly because of they're selling drugs because of an addiction, and that's really the group that they're targeting. And instead of just locking them up, let's put the same money into education. So how do you feel, education or prison? What are your thoughts? And what is going to be the cost? What is going to be the return, rather, on our investment? What is going to be the return on our investment? But there have been many studies, you can go and research them, studies that show that individuals, when they are put into programs where they are trained and taught, that they do better. So you have Rutgers University has done major studies, and I'm sure you can find similar studies in your state if you would like to get involved. My college has been featured in the Star Ledger, the college where I teach part-time, because they have a program there where they work with women, the Forge program. And that's a very, very powerful program. I remember when the program first started. It stands for Female Offender Reentry Group Effort. It's a group effort. And it's a wonderful program, and they really are helping women. So I'm going to be a part of that program, helping all the women that I can help, and men as well. And I just wanted to know, what do you think? What do you think? What's your opinions? I'm going to open up the phone lines now. If you'd like to call in, you can call on the number 347-945-7991. I will take your calls now. You would have to hit your number one key. What are your thoughts on the incarcerated being able to gain a valuable education, and then when they get out, they are able to at least, now when they sit down and talk to an employer, they don't have to maybe feel so bad about their prison record or their criminal record or their stay in prison. Now they can talk about some, like the one lady, she's going to get her degree in counseling and working with youth. You see, a lot of times these are, you know, for those who have children who are caught up in these scenarios, you may be very happy that this is taking place because these are the same individuals who will come out and run the youth detention centers. These are the same people. These are the people we need there, someone who can really turn their lives around. And I want it so that I can walk the streets again without having to worry about, you know, something happening to me. So, yes, okay, Granny needs to adopt us. Okay. Yes, if you have a comment, if you want to weigh in on this topic this morning, counting up the cost. We counted up the cost, $38,000 a person to incarcerate them. They go in and they learn to the umpteenth degree how to be more criminal. Is that worth it? Have we gotten the return on our investment that we've put in? The ROI, has it been there? Is it there? If you have a question, just raise your hand, hit the number one key, and I will open up your phone line. Can society, especially the United States, if we were to do this, this means now that many people will get a college degree that otherwise could probably not get one or probably did not ever think they could get one. I speak to these individuals on a regular basis. I work in a halfway house, so I work every day where people are finishing up their sentences, and I see those who are now opting to go to college. Some would say, it's not fair. My child, no, this is not you saying this, but some people would say, that's not fair. I work hard. I pay tax dollars, and I can't even afford to get my child in the local community college, let alone a very good four-year institution. Some might say that. Well, that might be true. Okay? Okay, all right, great. Somebody said we shouldn't be putting people into jail for non-buy. I agree with you, guest who said that. And then someone said, well, try telling that to the governments of the world. Yep, that's true. They don't believe that. Well, they have to put them somewhere. I mean, if you have to commit a crime, so they have a situation where they're going to put you somewhere. And if you just tuned into the show, welcome to the show today. We're talking about counting up the cost. And this is based on a piece of legislation that is going forth that says nonviolent criminals who are mostly addicted, have been locked up for selling drugs, distribution, and the like, should they be given an opportunity to get an education? They have done studies. The program that I mentioned earlier has been going on now for at least 3 years. They've seen some results, because a lot of times the recidivism rate has to do with a person coming out and what happens in that first 6 months to a year after they're released. If they go back in, then the recidivism rate then, of course, goes higher. So now that 3 years has gone by, they've been able to work with people to get them trained with other skills, life skills, and other job training skills, and actual college degrees. Is that going to be a better return on our investment? We're putting the money out either way. If we pay $38,000 to have you stay in a jail for 3 years versus, you know, in New Jersey you can get a decent education, especially for a person staying at home, for $12,000 a year. So you can almost get three times your money's worth just on the difference between a year's education at a public school versus a year being incarcerated. On top of that, what does a person's life look typically, the average person, after they get a college degree versus what someone's life looks after they do 3 or 4 years in prison? I believe if you would go side by side and compare the two, a person who spent 4 years in prison and a person who spent 4 years in college, and then track those two individuals for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and see what their life is looking like. And then, of course, do a full-fledged study and track many of them. both groups and really get a picture of what happens. And then you can just already track many people like myself. You can track Mr. Dennis Porter, who I know very well, who was actually on Coach Jay's show, not last night, but Sunday evening. So if you want to go back and listen to Coach Jay's show, you will hear from Mr. Dennis Porter, who started an organization called the Prodigal Sons and Daughters, and he works with a lot of individuals coming out of prison. He himself was incarcerated for about 25 years, I believe, somewhere in that neighborhood, and he started that program while he was there. You can also get in touch with a group called Redeem Her. They're in South Jersey. This was a program that helps women coming out of prison, and she also, the two women, started that program while they were incarcerated at Edna Mahan. That's the female prison here in New Jersey, one of them. They have a couple other, but that's the main one. So what are we going to do? Well, I tell you what Coach Lalisa is going to do. I'm going to be coaching these individuals into their newfound freedom and their new lifestyle and helping them make the best of the money that we're going to invest in them so that when they go to college, they won't drop out. When they get out of college, that they will stay on the right track. So that's what my coaching is going to be about. And what are you going to do? My question to you is, what are you going to do? Yes, okay. Supreme Knowledge Array. Oh, boy. So if everyone got a college degree, it will become like a high school degree. Okay, well, now, yes, that is some of the thought as well. Okay, that can happen because a college doesn't need to be that expensive. This is true. They can get professors for not much these days. Lots of people looking for work. So true. Oh, guest 2429, I wish I knew who you were. I like your comments. Not that I don't like the other comments. I do. Thank you. Thank you, Carmen. Thunderbird is like liquid crack. You got that right. And that's actually very funny. And Kiva's not saying much this morning. She must be getting the kids ready for school. And I'm not sure where Pat is, but Pat, you missed it today. And Paul, you're kind of quiet there. I was expecting you to throw in a comment. Or Paul, what do you have to say about all of this? ROI, now I know it's not the really outrageous income. We're going to talk about that, though, Paul, on another show, I promise. And for those of you who are on the switchboard, please, I welcome you, your comments about this situation. What do you think? Are you going to get behind this? Or will you be standing around wondering, oh, I wonder what's going on? Here is I see a wonderful opportunity. You're right, guests. I see a wonderful opportunity for jobs here, especially anyone that can teach and or train. Because, again, think of it like this. Maybe you didn't want to be an FBI agent. Maybe you didn't want to be a DEA. Maybe you didn't want to be a cop or a corrections officer. Maybe you didn't want to be a judge or a lawyer. And a lot of the monies were going there because that $38,000 per year, a part of it was going there and that part of it. But now they're saying put the money to rehabilitate for real, to really re-educate people. Wow. Now, I know they're starting off with those who are addicted to drugs, but guess what? It's going to expand because you know how it is. Enthusiasm and positivity is contagious. So just imagine a hardened criminal that maybe murdered someone even, or a mad robbery, bank robbery, whatever. Imagine you're on your cell block, or you're in your area of the jail, and you are surrounded by these individuals who are going to college, taking classes, doing well, staying positive, being coached by Coach Lalisa, being coached by others, learning this, learning that. Imagine those people being around you. Oh, don't think it isn't going to rub off. And you know how people do. People, let's face it, people do want what other people have. So eventually they're going to be like, wait a minute, that guy looks happy, that girl looks happy, I want some of that. And now you'll have other groups fighting to also be rehabilitated that way. And what are we talking about? What kind of rehabilitation? We're talking about educational rehabilitation and real positivity. I'm not talking about the stuff that the current case managers and counselors are doing. Almost most of them will have to lose their jobs because they're not, what I'm talking about is not that, because what they're part of the system that kind of keeps people, you know, held back. I'm not talking about them. And if any of you are counselors, I do apologize, but you need to come to some new age training, so to speak. New day, I should say, not new age, but new day training, where we're training you how to really see the person in their new life. Most of the counselors that I know, they are wonderful people, but they still see the incarcerated person as scum of the earth. So they won't fit into this new model of coaching and transitioning a person into their destiny and their future. And they will have to go because they were trained under the old system. They would need to be trained under a new system. But that opens doors for all of us trainers, all of us teachers, all of us individuals that might be unemployed. Here's an opportunity for you to go in your state, wherever you live, and find out what is happening with the reentry program. And you probably can just type it into Google. Just go to Google and type in your state plus reentry, and whatever comes up, go for it. Whatever comes up, go for it. Today is the number for God's grace. Boot camp. Yeah, I love boot camp. I thought that would be great, too. All right. Paul says he likes the subject, but it's not his field. Okay, Paul. Well, you never know. Hey, Paul, James Bond, what do you mean it's not your field? You mean, criminals is not the field of James Bond? Well, I'm surprised, Paul. I really thought that criminals and James Bond went together, because I thought James Bond was always out to get the criminal. Or was he just out to get the ladies? I know it was something like that. So, yes, okay, put them in a specialized military training. I like it. But education, you can put them wherever you want to put them. But at the end of the day, I still say get educated, get a degree. Now, people will say, well, degree isn't for everybody. I know, and everybody can't get one. Well, let's do it first, and then let's decide that everybody shouldn't have one. Let's go on and get it to them, and then let's decide. Because you think, see, we are resource generators. We generate, we create resources. So we create whatever it is we need. If you look at the world today and you look at where we started, we create everything that we need. And look at technology. I mean, whoever thought we'd be on the internet in a virtual radio studio? So everything we need, we create. So if we find that we have too many degrees out there, then let's just go on and then create another level. Let's then create something, you know, beyond the PhD, no problem. The PhD, you know, two or something like that. But at least I say let's give it a shot. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. All right. You will do anything in prison. But you live in every day, so I'm enjoying it. Okay, good. But you live, okay. I know someone that ran an organic garden. Okay, are you all still talking about organic gardens and the weeds that grow in them? Okay. Oh, well, you are a living example. Yes. Yes. Oh, well, you are a living example that prisoners are not something, are not scum of the earth. Oh, thank you. No, we're not. We're not scum of anything, but we do make mistakes and we do go around down the wrong path. And as I've often told many people that was incarcerated, is that there are a lot of people, had they been caught or didn't have money for a good lawyer, they would be in here as well. So I told them, don't ever look down on yourselves just because because there are so many people who break the law every single day, but they don't get caught. And if they do, they have money to get themselves out, which is a whole other story. But anyway, education is always a good thing, but they have been busy watering down the degrees. Yeah, that's true. Very specialized. So you have to go back to slightly change fields, and it has become a racket. So we have to make sure that we're careful. But we do want to reduce the recidivism rate. We do want to reduce. We know that people are going to commit crimes. They should get their punishment. They should be locked up. That is true. Now, after that, though, let's not keep them locked up for the rest of their lives. Let's not keep them in chains for the rest of their lives, and thereby putting others in chains. Because if they're in chains, I'm in chains. That means I cannot drive down my average street with my window down in the summertime. I want to feel the breeze. I don't want to run air conditioning. It costs more, and I just want natural air. So when we get the chains off of them, it takes the chains off of us. I want to get up and be able to get out in the morning and go jogging, not have to worry about this, or that. And it can be done. It can be done. So all we have to do is take our investment and begin to look for the return. Let's worry about the return on our investment. Let's look at that. Keep that $38,000 in your mind. That's what we're investing right now to lock people up in the state of New Jersey, and I'm sure it's a comparable rate in your state if you're in the United States. I have a woman that I know who did her dissertation on prisoners around, she compared prisons, I believe, in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. And I could probably try to get a hold of her and get a hold of her dissertation. So we'll have some more discussion about this later. Don't forget, tomorrow is Wednesday Midweek Motivation with Mr. Versi L. Walker. He will be right here on the Coach LaLisa Show. Don't forget to tune in. Tell all your friends. Thank you for all the lively discussion in the chat room. I'm honored that you all showed up for the show today. Thank you, Mr. Paul, specifically. And thank you also to Mr. Carmen or Mrs. Carmen. That name could go for either or. San Diego. Thank you, Kiva and John Slim. Thank you, Got Motivation, for showing up in the chat room. And thank you ever so much, Guest 2429. You were really on my side today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And very supportive. Thank you so much. Thank you also, a Sagittarian. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And don't forget, every day, go and make it happen for someone else. Today represents the number 5. That's for God's great grace. Let it be upon you today. 11111. Right? Today, January the 11th, 2011. So, absent 20, and you got it. So thank you. Thank all of you for tuning in today. You all go have a powerful, powerful day. Walk in the grace of today. And remember, as always, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. Go make it happen for others and watch it happen for you. So this has been the Coach LaLisa. And don't forget, free seminar, free webinar on the web. Get that book out of you. Go to my Facebook page and you will see a flyer there, how you can sign up, or go to Adele's page. You can sign up for the webinar tonight, and we'll be back here tomorrow with great success and great stories. Have a great day, y'all.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.